This is Radio Boston. I'm Adam Ragusa in for Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. It's Friday afternoon, and many of you are no doubt in the kitchen frying up burgers. No, making plans about where you're going to go for dinner. And you may change them after this next segment, because joining us now is a man who is really going to make you want a burger. Vegetarians accept it.
Richard Chuddy is a personal chef who for 3 years has been systematically scouring Greater Boston for the perfect burger and chronicling his quest at bostonburgerblog.com. He is here with us to present the findings of his expeditions. Welcome, Richard.
Thank you for having me.
You recently wrote in a piece for Dig Boston about really the indisputable trend in the restaurant scene toward the kind of middle and upscale burger. What do you think this phenomenon is about?
I mean, burgers are a funny thing. I think they're recession-proof, really. I mean, right now the recession's down and people want the cheaper fast food kind of style. But yeah. I think there's always that market for the higher-end ones, too. So I think there's always something for everyone. And I think it's going in different directions and nobody is really making up their mind, which I think is great. And I think chefs are kind of schizophrenic and can't make up their mind if they want to serve the next great gourmet one or the next great cheap one. So,
well, at the same time, we've also been seeing kind of a national trend toward what I would call like a middle brow burger. I'm thinking of something that's like above McDonald's, but below, substantially below Rialto. Mm-hmm. Thinking of things like Five Guys, Shake Shack nationally, locally, U-Burger, Be Good. Are there good burgers to be found out there for a cheap price still?
There are. I think it's hit or miss. I mean, I think people like U-Burger. I don't, but I think...
Oh, that's a miss for you?
It's a miss for me. I think to me, if you want to do that fast food, do it well. It doesn't have to be greasy to be good. Places like Flat Patties, I think, are outstanding, and I think that's fast food. I love the Avenue in Alston is super cheap and super thin, but I think they make a great burger, and I don't feel, you know, disgusting after I eat it. So,
let's give people a taste of your reviews, which are all indexed by overall ranking on your website if people go into the archives section. Let's start at the top of the mountain. Mm-hmm. Read us your thoughts on your favorite burger in town and perhaps the most expensive, the burger at Craigie on Main in Cambridge.
Sure. This felt special. I still can't say any burger is worth $18, but the effort is there. It's beefy and unbelievably so, cooked to a perfect medium rare, the cheddar fully melted and tangy, the house-made bun, crispy and chewy all at the same time. The Mace ketchup, again house-made, is nice, with a complimentary sweetness to it, and there's so many different flavors going on, it's difficult to pick them all out. There's some serious umami with the miso flavor, the true backbone of this burger. It really takes it to another level.
Richard, I will grant you that the flavor, the beef flavor of this burger is off the charts. But I'm gonna argue with you on
Please,
this one.
Yes.
Okay. It's too juicy. It's too messy. Like, and I, you know, when I eat a burger, it's terrible for me, so I want to savor it, right? But
right.
when I eat like a really messy burger that you have to sort of go and excuse yourself for a shower in between bites, you know, I tend to find myself just kind of rushing through it because mm-hmm. I just don't want to get a bunch of schmutz on my wine glass and bloody, bloody, blah. I just want to kind of do it.
Yeah.
And that was my experience eating this burger. And I say that with mad, mad respect to Tony Maas at Craigie on Main, who's a friend of this show and I think a phenomenal chef. But it's just too hard to eat. How much do you consider ease of eating in your reviews?
I think it's important. I mean, I actually haven't had that experience with the Craigie burger.
Really?
I think that one for me is like this perfect little package. And I think you make a valid point. I think it's important. You don't want to take a bite and you lose the juice on the plate. I mean, I want the juice in the burger. I want it, you know, within the sandwich, not like all over the place. I mean, I think it's a burger, so it can be messy. But I think I like that Craigie one because even though it's sort of pretentious, I think it's still delicious and, you know, just a little bit elevated beyond kind of the norm.
I mean, they do involve a lot of really creative ingredients. I think they use beef suet, which is the fat from around
yes.
the kidneys, which is just has amazing flavor. Mm-hmm. And it really is an achievement. I don't mean to be too down on it. What are some other like top drawer burgers in your opinion? Like the very, very of the gourmet that are around Boston?
I would put Market in that category in the W Hotel. Recently, I started to love Jam Curly. They make a fantastic burger. Again, they just douse it in suet and salt, and it's just fantastic. Back Bay Social Club is right there, too. That's, I think, up to $23 at this point, but worth every penny, and I think it's, if not the best, top two or three best tasting burger.
I have to say, that is my favorite burger in Boston at this point, is the Back Bay Social Club burger. It's very juicy, but it's sort of smaller, and mm-hmm. you can really get your mouth around it. And they present it on kind of a cutting board
yeah.
with the fries in a little brown paper bag on the side. Something about that just seems so Spartan mm-hmm. and kind of manly to me.
That's the way it should be, right?
Yeah. I totally agree. By the way, Lori Bush, who's a listener of ours on Facebook, seconds you on J.M. Curley. Lori also wants to point out Boston Burger Company in Somerville, which is in Davis, I think.
It is, and I think they're opening a new one soon as well, I think, near Fenway, I think.
Well, listeners, we're talking about Boston's best and some of the worst burgers with the man who has tried them all, Richard Chuddy of the Boston Burger blog. Call us and tell us what you look for in a burger and where you find it. Also, what do you think of this sort of mid to upscale burger trend that Richard has documented? Is it a good thing? We're at 1-800-423-8255. That's 800-423-TALK. Find us on Facebook and Twitter at Radio Boston. Anthony, why don't you and I get the ball rolling ourselves? What's your favorite burger in Boston?
So I'm not a huge burger lover because I think by the if I have a sort of yen for meat, I usually sort of want to go toward a steak. But over the years, I've gravitated toward the original Wild Willie's up in York, Maine. My wife has a family up there, and it's sort of a treat. And they do a bison burger that's good. And what I like about burgers is the trouble with the gourmet burgers or burgers at fancy restaurants for me, and you guys have touched on this, is they're too fat. It's too much. There's too much meat. And Wild Willie's does a decent job keeping the patty thin. And there's a Wild Willie's down in Watertown Square, and you can get beer as well, which I like.
Well, I'll agree with you, Anthony, on the virtues of a thinner beef patty, which is why I think after Back Bay Social Club, again, I'm sorry to take you to task, Richard. You are the expert, but it is our show, is that U-Burger, which I'm going to go ahead and say is pronounced U-Burger, right?
Okay.
Because it's a play on the German word Uber. That's why their tagline is above all burgers. If I'm wrong Uber. About that, U-Burger guys, please call in 800-423-TALK. But I think that's like a super good fast food style burger that's made from you know a local company and just kind of it just scratches that kind of fast food burger itch and I don't feel too guilty about it. Let's take a call from Joe in Cambridge. Joe, what is your favorite burger?
I really enjoy a Tasty Burger in the Fenway area.
Tell us why. This is public radio. You get points for being excessively detailed.
All right. Yeah, you know, simple toppings, even if you want them. It's a handheld burger. It's cheap, the best bang for your buck. They just redid the inside, and you can take it to go as well. You know, it's got the old school walk-up window, and it's a pretty comfortable place. I've always enjoyed myself when I went there.
Nice. Thank you, Joe. Yeah, I like the handheld burger idea. Again, ease of eating is important to me. Richard, in the burger scene, there exists a persistent East Coast versus West Coast beef, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Explain the distinction between these two styles.
It's pretty simple. I mean, here on the East Coast, we generally like our thicker, grilled, kind of pub-style burger, really big bun, you know, huge slab of pickle on the side. Whereas, like, the West Coast is more In-N-Out style, Shake Shack, if you've had that. Mm-hmm. Thinner, griddled. You get a good crust on the meat, smaller bun, more of a handheld thing, like you're describing.
Well, read for us a review that you've done of a West Coast-style burger. You alluded to it this earlier, Flat Patties, which is in the garage in Harvard Square.
Correct. I still don't know what my perfect burger will taste like, but for now, the West Coast style, which is what Flat Patty serves up, seems to be more my style. I ordered a double cheeseburger that came with lettuce, tomato, cheese, and a house sauce. They also have a self-serving topping bar at the counter. I have a love-hate feeling towards this. While I appreciate the offer, I want my burger to be prepared and topped for me. I understand that some people may want jalapenos or relish, but not me. Please serve it in the way you intend for me to eat it. Upon first bite, I knew I loved it. The grilled brioche-style bun was lovely. It had a nice crust and was a perfect fit with the meat, just the right amount of bread-to-meat ratio.
Bread-to-meat ratio.
Yes.
Is there an optimal ratio there, like the golden mean of burger buns?
I think there is. I mean, there's no specific proportion, but I think it should fit like a glove. You know, it should just fit the patty, but not overwhelm it. I mean, the star of the show should be the beef, and the bun should just be a good supporting role. So it should never overwhelm, just really complement it.
Well, Crystal May asks us on Twitter. She says, I'd love to know how Chuddy feels about brioche buns and other burger innovations. Let's talk about brioche buns in particular. This
sure.
is a yeasty, slightly sweetened, traditional French bun.
Correct.
Which you're not a big fan of.
Not usually. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. I think when it's super fresh. And again, it has to fit the burger. If it's a nice, really thick, really juicy burger, it will hold up to it. But if it's slightly stale, it's too doughy and it's just too much bread. And, you know, for me, I want a bite of everything in that bite. I want burger and bun and condiments all in one shot. With the brioche, I think you end up with kind of a bite of bread, a bite of meat, etc.
Toasted versus untoasted?
I like it toasted. Yeah, I think, you know, texture contrast is good. So
I'm with you on that, but I do I look for softness in a burger bun. Again, it gets to ease of eating, and I also think it tends to sort of absorb the juices from the bun a little bit better. I don't know why.
Yeah.
So I like a soft bun. So I like it toasted, but not at the expense
of
its softness.
Not too toasted.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I noticed that a lot of your most positive reviews, Richard, are of burgers that are in Cambridge. Is that just where you hang out? Is that where all the best burgers are these days?
I mean, I live in Brighton, but they're all over. I mean, Cambridge does them well consistently for some reason, but no real reason.
You found a lot of great burgers in the suburbs. Could you give us some examples?
Sure. I think the Biltmore in Newton makes a pretty solid one. You mentioned Wild Willie's. I think they make a pretty quality burger for what it is in the suburbs. Blue on Highland, which is in Needham, is another good pick. Mm. I went to Casey's Diner in Natick this week. They make a really great kind of retro-style burger. Very small, very good.
Like a slider kind of thing.
A little bigger than a slider, yeah.
Okay. Kathleen is calling from Lexington. Kathleen, what do you look for in a burger?
Well, what I look for in a burger, and I want to preface this by saying I would never order a steak cooked well done, never.
Okay.
But what I look for in a burger is I don't want to come into contact with E. coli, so I want it cooked all the way through.
Hmm.
And I'm wondering if it's possible to get a good burger that's cooked all the way through, not pink in the middle, and is not a hockey puck on the outside.
Well, it sounds like, Richard, Kathleen is probably going to want a West Coast style.
I think
burger,
she'd want a West Coast. I mean, again, those really thicker grilled ones are tough because you overcook it, they dry out. But the thinner ones, usually they're cooked kind of a medium to medium well anyway. Less surface area, they're smaller, they get crispier. Usually they're juicy.
So basically a burger place that's got a griddle is what she wants to gravitate
to. I think
toward.
So. That's what I would recommend.
So you mentioned flat patties. Any other good West Coast style burgers?
Jam Curly, actually, they're funny. They have both kind of a larger grilled one and also a griddled one.
Ooh,
so
nice.
At different times of the day, they have different things on the menu. Toro has a super thin, really delicious short rib burger that's topped with the same aioli they throw on that corn, which is also delicious.
Rob in Vermont has a question for you. Hey, Rob.
Great. The more expensive burgers that you folks have been talking about, I trust that they're natural hamburger, grass-fed, without antibiotics and all that bad stuff that is contained in the McDonald's burgers of this world.
Yeah, I mean, usually it's definitely a higher quality of beef. I think that's important. I mean, I think no matter the price, I think the beef should be of the utmost importance. So the higher-end ones are definitely using better blends and more interesting blends, not necessarily grass-fed. I think grass-fed is often too lean, doesn't always work, but you usually need to add fat to it.
And quality of beef, of course, is a very, very important thing for burgers, but there's one kind of pet peeve that I have, which is exemplified by the Oak Room in the Fairmont Copley, which does, I think, a Kobe beef burger.
Yeah.
You know, the whole point of Kobe beef is expensive because it's perfectly marbled. It has these nice little fine sinews of fat running through the meat. The point of that is that the fat is evenly distributed through the meat when you eat it like a steak. But when you grind the meat, the fat will be evenly distributed anyway.
Exactly.
There's no point. Like, why? And also, like, people using prime cuts, like filet in a burger. Filet is a cut of meat that doesn't have a whole lot of flavor, frankly. What it has is wonderful, supple texture when you eat it like a steak. Flavor is all that matters in a ground beef product, right?
Yeah, there's no fat. It's great. You don't have to cut it, but for a burger I want fat. It's not diet food. It should be delicious and tasty burger. I think when they opened actually used filet, which was everyone was in uproar. Why are you using filet for a fast food burger? And they were not great. And you mentioned the Oak Room. My girlfriend and I went there once, and happy birthday to her, by the way. But it was terrible. You're right. I mean, they overcooked it. It was Kobe, but it didn't really taste special. And you could have the same results with a different cut.
Well, on this note, let's hear from one of your less positive reviews. Give us your reaction to the burger at Jerry Remy's Sports Bar and Grill in the Fenway, a burger with a provocative twist.
Happily. The Remy burger is not only bad, it's unprecedented. So offensive, it's almost shocking. I'd already been informed prior that the Remy burger is served on fried dough. Yes, the same carnival food favorite acts as the bun here, and it's as disastrous as it sounds. Maybe, just maybe, if the dough is crispy and could create some sense of textural accent, it could work. but this soggy mess may be just about the most offensive part of a burger I've had to date.
That sounds right up your alley, Anthony.
say it ain't so, Jerry. I haven't tried it, but I think
they've
just talked me out of it.
Ditched the bun. I don't know if I had any influence over that, but yeah, that was a mess.
Let's go back to our listeners on Facebook. Catherine King wants to plug James Gate and JP. Do you like that?
Yeah, it's solid. It's good. Yep.
Jeff Gable on Facebook says Radius.
Yeah, Radius. I like Radius. I think that's, you know, when you start veering and experimenting with the higher end ones, that comes up first. I think it's good. I think it's less good than Back Bay and Craigie and Market and Lineage and some of the really higher end ones. I kind of have this theory that if it wasn't a celebrity chef behind it, it would probably be a little bit cheaper. Mm. But it's Michael Schlau, so it's $19. But I think if anyone else is making that burger, it's probably $13 and $14, and maybe that affects my, you know, feelings towards it.
Kate and Waltham, what is your favorite burger?
My favorite is the burger that's available at brunch at Harvest in Cambridge. And that is actually on a brioche bun, and they have house-made zucchini pickles along with it. Mm. And I actually wonder if you've ever eaten that one.
I have. I had it for lunch, and I liked it. And again, that's an example of when brioche works. When it's good, and it fits that burger, and that's a delicious burger.
And I have come to really appreciate the role of pickles in my burgers as I've gotten older and sort of less reliant on ketchup to make my burger palatable, because you really do need a source of acidity. Mm-hmm. And there's lots of burgers around town that have nice kind of house-made pickles on them that are really delicious, the Craigie burger among them. Mm-hmm. But also, there's one I was reading about on your site that had pickled onions, pink pickled onions on it. Do you know which one I'm thinking of?
Hmm.
Because that would be delicious, and I really
want
it. It
would be delicious. I'll have to think back.
Okay, well, Barry is calling from Framingham. What's your favorite burger? That's what we're, not bagels. What's your favorite burger, Barry?
My wife and I like to go to Charlie's at the Chestnut Hill Mall. They have a very good presentation, a very good burger. You can get blue cheese on it, and it'll all set up the way you want. And it's $10, not bad.
Again, you know, many burgers that are really high quality to be found far flung from the city. We're not just talking about, like, you know, fancy, you know, burgers in Kendall Square and stuff like that. Lots of good burgers all around the area. That's really great. Joe from Somerville, what is your favorite burger?
Mine's actually the Bistro Burger from City Slicker in Somerville.
Yeah. What do you like about it?
It's got some fried shallots on it, spinach, and I believe chipotle mayo. It's just this really great consistency, which is something I look for in a burger. Just that everything has its own snap to it, and it's smooth, and at the same time, really, you know, really hits home. A little bit of spice to it too.
Thanks for that call, Joe. I think we've given a lot of people some good ideas here for what they might do with their weekend. Just as we're finishing up here, Richard, if people could go to one burger joint this weekend, where would you send them?
Craigie on Main. If you haven't had it, you got to do it. Jam Curly, maybe a close second.
But the thing is, at Craigie, they only have, like, what, like 20 every night?
Get there early. Make a reservation.
Yeah, that's right. It's artificial scarcity, man. That's their secret. Richard Chuddy is the man behind the Boston Burger Plug. He's also a personal chef. His company is called The Skinny Beat. Links to all of that are at RadioBoston.org, where I hope everybody will continue this conversation and make recommendations. Richard, it was a delight. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Stay with us. Coming up, Boston to Austin. We'll hear from some of the local bands and what they're doing at South by Southwest. Stay with us. I'm Adam Ragusea with Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.